Tom Reardon is at a duck restaurant in Beijing. He's an American agricultural economist who teaches at Michigan State and also sometimes here in Beijing at People's University.
I love these. This is the pea leaves.
We're having pea leaves, duck, of course, scallops and tofu, served with light soy sauce. Classic Chinese fare. But these days, Reardon says, more and more of the food Chinese eat doesn't necessarily come from China.
Anytime you have this extremely fast ramping up of a food system, it's under a lot of strain. How to get more? How to get it on time? How not to have a problem with supply because of a climate shock?
The answer, Reardon says, has been for China to start looking beyond its borders. This is a shift from the Communist Party's long-standing goal of food self-sufficiency. But with a growing population and growing environmental problems, including a plummeting water table on the northern plain, where much of China's grain is grown, they haven't had much choice. To be sure, China still produces most of its own food. It is nearly self-sufficient in pork, wheat, and rice. But it's importing more and more thirsty and land-intensive crops like corn and soy, increasingly to feed the pigs, chickens, and cows that in turn feed a growing Chinese appetite for meat. In fact, China now imports 80% of its soybeans. But here's the twist. Only some of these imports actually come through the international market. That can be risky and volatile, and China wants a sure thing. So it's begun to buy or lease land overseas, or make deals to set up dedicated supply chains that bypass the market. In effect, China's setting up a kind of global food pipeline to directly deliver key commodities. Smart move for China, perhaps. But what about the other side? Much of China's soybean supply now comes from Brazil and Argentina. China's state agribusinesses first went there to buy up farmland, but that raised a lot of questions, like this one from an Argentinian academic at an agribusiness conference in Shanghai.
In our countries, people are thinking that China is coming to our countries to extract minerals, to extract water, or to colonize us.
Both Argentina and Brazil have, in fact, now passed laws limiting how much farmland a foreign entity can buy. So most of their deals with China are now done through leases or dedicated supply deals. China's new agricultural frontier is Africa, where it has leased land in several countries. The reception has been mixed. Some believe that, done right, land deals can be a good thing for Africa. Anthony Nyong heads the African Development Bank's Department of Gender, Climate Change, and Sustainable Development.
African countries are leasing out land to attract foreign direct investments. Many of them are well-planned, well-thought-out initiatives.
Nyong says leasing land gives African governments money that can help their countries diversify their economies and break out of a cycle of poverty.
Agriculture presents a very viable alternative.
And for now, at least, China is helping to develop local infrastructure and improve farming techniques, and is mostly growing for local African markets. But some Africans suspect that China is playing a long game, setting itself up to grow food for itself sometime in the future. And since finite land and water resources are locked up in long-term leases, that could cut into a local population's ability to feed itself down the line. Fraiton Sitwane is Zambia's former land commissioner, now an independent land rights advocate.
In the name of investment, most African governments are releasing huge tracts of lands to the so-called investors for long leases which cannot be terminated easily without financial implications.
Sitwane says too often in Africa, promises get made, deals get done, and local farmers get burned, kicked off their land and left to be day laborers.
There's very little regard or respect to the rights of the indigenous when it comes to acquisition of rights to land.
Other places have been even more wary. In the Philippines, China made a quiet deal in 2007 to lease 2.5 million acres to grow crops to ship back to China. Eventually, word got out, and public outrage caused the deal to be suspended. But this would be a good time to point out that China's not alone in staking out foreign farmland. It's not even number one. That slot goes to Britain. Number two is the United States. China is third. Also on the list are Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and South Korea. For China, the difference has been huge, a gain of 32% in virtual cultivated land. Of course, China started out at a disadvantage. It has a fifth of the world's population, but only about 9% of its arable land, and only a third as much water per person as the global average. Wang Rojun is a professor at China's Agricultural University in Beijing.
You know, we have a big population. The land resource is so limited. We have so many business on competing for the land, for water, for different resources. So agribusiness really in China is difficult.
And only likely to get more difficult with changing climate patterns. So back in the duck restaurant, economist Tom Reardon says he's not fussed by China going outside its borders to build a kind of food pipeline for its people as long as it benefits the other countries.
In terms of getting cheaper food and more stably available food in a country that's suffered from periodic famines, right, is a big, big, wonderful, fantastic, unbelievably positive thing.
What Reardon is fussed by, in a tongue-in-cheek kind of way, is the fact that we saw the chef in the tall white hat carve our duck, but what ended up on our table was a fairly modest portion.
I'm the kind that obsesses with the fact that most of the duck didn't get given to us. You know, we paid for it, but now it's obviously being sold to somebody else.
Well, the food game isn't always fair. The challenge is to make sure that if everyone doesn't get everything they want, at least everyone gets enough. China's working on that for its own population in every way it knows how. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.